The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Matt Nagy out in Chicago, and Bears fans should be thrilled, not because Matt Nagy got fired, but because along with Matt Nagy, Ryan Pace was shown the door as well. There are some Bears fans out there who believe that Ryan Pace is a good GM. I actually think that more of what was happening in Chicago in terms of the problems is related to Ryan Pace and not Matt Nagy. Ryan Pace hired John Fox. He hired Matt Nagy. He drafted Mitchell Trubisky, you know, in a class with Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. And he also traded up to draft Justin Fields, signed my boy Mike Glennon, signed Andy Dalton. There's a whole
In your mind, for these Bears fans, I know you don't feel this way, but what is the case that they're making where...
Right. It's just like crazy Twitter. It might be Ryan Pace burners, honestly. It's, you know, like I saw somebody was yelling at Mike Silver. I mean, Mike Silver quote tweeted it. That's how I saw it. But he's like, Ryan Pace is a top 10 GM. It's like, what? Like, what on what, like, in what, on what planet do you like lead you to believe, like, what planet do you reside on that leads you to believe that Mike Zimmer, I mean, Ryan Pace is a top 10 GM. Like, I mean, I don't get that. The Bears have gone, they went 12-4 in Matt Nagy's first year. But prior to that, and I believe, yeah, because, oh my God, Ryan Pace gave John Fox 3 years, 6-10, 3-13, 5-11, 12-4, 8-8, 8-8, 6-11. This roster is sort of similar to the Vikings in the sense that you might have a quarterback. We don't know. Certainly a more attractive job in because of Justin Fields. If you're a coach who believes that Justin Fields can be an elite level NFL quarterback, this is a very attractive job. I think there are still questions about Justin Fields. He fell in the draft for a reason. This roster is not as good. Like, people having their minds that the Bears have a good roster. Allen Robinson's going to be gone, and what a disaster season for him this past year. Darnell Mooney's nice. Cole Kmet, a decent little piece. There are some offensive line pieces in place, but it's not a great offensive line. David Montgomery's a fine running back. I don't think he can. I don't think you're going to pay him though. And Andrea Castile in the chat says, "Hell no, Vikings job very much more attractive than the Bears." Maybe so. It depends on your feelings about Justin Fields, right?
Like you said, the immediate ability for the Vikings to make the playoffs in 2022 might be greater, but I think if you're looking at a long-term ceiling, you go with the Bears.
If you believe
feel decent about Justin Fields.
If you like Justin Fields, then the Bears' job is a more attractive long-term position than the Vikings' job. Just
do you
because
like Justin Fields?
Do I like Justin Fields? I like Justin Fields.
I like him too.
I don't know if I love Justin Fields, but I like Justin Fields.
You hated him this time last year.
I wasn't a big Fields guy. But then he grew on me in the draft process. And now I'm like in a weird spot where I kind of like him. It's bizarre. Yeah, I mean, the Bears have had one good season, and they snuck into the playoffs at 8-8 in 2020. I mean, Matt Nagy went to the playoff twice in 4 years and got fired. what are you supposed to do in this league?
I forget about last year. Like, it's just wild to me that team snuck in last year.
I mean, Matt Nagy finished 34-31. So he had a winning record, went to the playoffs twice, and he got fired for it. I don't know what you're supposed to do. I mean, this is a disaster season for the Bears, and they still went 6-11. I mean, they were terrible. I'm not saying that they're good.
No tweets yet from Bleep. It's early out there, Mountain Time Zone. Yeah. I'm trying to get a little reaction from our old friend Sean, but nothing yet.
The Bears' offense was really the problem, though, because Matt Nagy, former offensive coordinator for Andy Reid, team went. Since 2019, they ranked 27th in points per game, 28th in yards per game, 31st in big plays and 28th in passer rating. Defense had gone from first in the NFL in terms of points allowed in 2018 under Nagy when they went, you know, they went 12-4. I mean, we talk about his good resume, but it's sort of like Zimmer in the sense that it's great that you are winning games, but it feels like a mirage with Nagy to a degree, because the offense has never been good despite having two first round quarterbacks and multiple free agent signings. And I'm not saying that the quarterbacks were the answer or anything like that, but my point is just, you know, he's been in theory given the tools to make it work. The offenses have never been good, and the defense was already good in place when he showed up because of the Khalil Mack trade. And
that was the first season, you know, right. Mack comes the summer of Nagy's first year. So I was going to, that 2018 year, do we give a little bit more credit to Ryan Pace just for that year to get them to that 12-4?
Yeah. Or Vic Fangio. I mean, the defense since Vic Fangio left, right? The defense it was first in 2018 in terms of points per game allowed, fourth in 2019. And Fangio,
that's probably the answer right there. Vic Fangio, he leaves the next year for Denver. They drop off a cliff.
Yep. Because Fangio was in Denver for, was he in Denver for only
3 years?
Yeah. 3 years. Yeah. So basically, they were able to, and Pagano came in, Chuck Pagano came in after Fangio, kind of held it together in 2019. And then now the defense is middling. And if you have a offensive minded head coach who is bald and wears a visor on the sidelines, which is still a big bugaboo with mine, like just wear a hat, bro. If your defense that was propped up by coordinators falls off a cliff and is just average and you can't get the offense to work and you're an offensive minded head coach, then, you know, it's not going to happen. I think Bears fans are irrational about who they might get next. Like, I'm in a chat with some Bears fans. I want you to guess, like, there's a splash name they think that they can get. And I've seen this from other Bears fans out there. Do you want to have a guess about who, and you can guess in the chat if you want to, about who Bears fans think that they're going to get. It's insane.
I mean, you're setting it up. I'm led to believe that it's someone currently employed by another team. Is it like a Tomlin?
Mike Tomlin was in it. Mike Tomlin and Sean Payton were the names that I saw thrown out. Grow up. You're not. Maybe they could trade two first round picks, which they had two of them, by the way. Or no, they traded. They don't have any first round picks. You're not. Yeah, what am I talking about? The Giants have two. You're not getting Sean Payton. Sean Payton just won. Sean Payton is the king of the castle in New Orleans and just won 9 games with Tate, like the Taysom Hill and Trevor Siemian and Jameis Winston. Like, no, you're not. Throw it in my face if I'm wrong.
You're much more likely to get someone like a Pat Fitzgerald than a Sean Payton.
Sean Payton. Like, Sean Payton went to college in Chicago. Come home, Sean. It's like, no, Sean Izzo. He lives in the greatest city in America. He runs the organization because the GM is too busy. You know, like the owner just died. His wife's in charge. She's letting Sean Payton do whatever he wants. Mickey Loomis is running the freaking Pelicans. Like, Sean Payton runs the Saints. He's not going anywhere. Why would he go to Chicago?
Yeah, if he didn't make that jump when we talked about it a little bit 2 years ago to Dallas before they hired Mike McCarthy, I don't think he's taking this situation 2 years later. I know he doesn't have Drew Brees anymore, and Justin Fields, for someone like Sean Payton, is an attractive young quarterback, but
it's way more likely that a stud quarterback, a stud free agent quarterback, or a quarterback who wants a trade, whether it's a Rodgers or Russ, and I don't think Rodgers wants a trade anymore, but you know, Russell Wilson. It's way more likely that Russell Wilson ends up in New Orleans than it is that Sean Payton ends up in Chicago. And the idea that the Steelers don't move on from coaches. Mike Tomlin just made the playoffs, guys, with the crusty old corpse of Ben Roethlisberger.
That situation would be like if Tomlin wants a new challenge, so to say, but that's not happening either. Like, I know the Steelers aren't going to get rid of it, so the path to the Bears is Tomlin wanting something new, but I don't see that.
Why would he's like, oh, you know what? Yeah, I've been in Pittsburgh for, you know, I mean, what do we say? He's been in Pittsburgh
since,
he's the second, the third. Sean Payton's the second longest tenured. He's been in New Orleans since 2006. Tomlin's been in Pittsburgh since 2007. Both guys have around 63% win percentages. They have reasonable paths to the playoffs every year. They
probably future Hall of Famers if we want to bring up Hall of Fame.
Future Hall of Famers, yeah. I mean, Sean Payton has 7 NFC South titles, has been to the playoffs 9 times. Tomlin's been to the playoffs 10 times and has 7 AFC North titles. He's won the AFC twice and has a Super Bowl. These guys are good. What are you doing, Bears fans? I think the biggest case for a splash hire for the Bears, and maybe, and I'm not suggesting that this is the way to go, and I know I keep bringing his name up, but he's the one who put his name out there, is Jim Harbaugh. And Bears fans I think he's a good fit for Chicago. I think it was Kyle Brandt on Good Morning Football. It's like, everybody settle down. And Kyle's a Bears fan, although he's like also an Eagles fan and a Bills fan now. Kyle's very good at endearing himself to fan bases. Great, very, very good hype man. Anyway, he pointed out that Harbaugh is like a middling quarterback with the Bears. You know, he's not like he's this, you know, like he was a Michigan legend. He's not necessarily a Chicago Bears legend, but the sort of mentality the identity that the Bears have as, you know, smash mouth, cold weather, play defense, hard, or no, blue collar. It fits with Jim Harbaugh. And I'm not saying that should be the mentality that they go with. And Jim Harbaugh, somebody asked in the chat, why would Harbaugh go to the Bears over the Raiders? Well, the Raiders job isn't open and the Raiders are in the playoffs.
Might not be open.
I know. I mean, I don't know that I don't the Raiders job and is
the Raiders are going to win in wild card weekend. We know that.
Smacking the Bengals. That's right, baby.
Reach isn't here. We can say whatever we want. Oh, we
missed. I've got like coaching stuff on the brain. I couldn't picture the
remember Bengals. Their matchup.
Yeah. Look, I think that the Harbaugh to the Raiders, if Harbaugh has a choice between the Raiders and the Bears, then maybe the answer is the Raiders. That's okay. But if...
Are there other situations? We brought him up a couple times already, but Harbaugh, those two probably make the most sense. I mean, we got Jacksonville open. We know it's probably not going to be Miami at this point if Stephen Ross is telling the truth.
I mean, if Harbaugh's coming back to the NFL...
He's not going to Denver.
No, it's either Oakland. It's either Las Vegas or Chicago, I think. So and for the Bears, the question is, can you wait? Can you wait out? Like, can the Bears wait out the Raiders? Because I think you may have to do that because Harbaugh is going to want a bidding war. I mean, he's not a dummy, and he's in a great position because he can just sit at Michigan. He's told recruits that he will listen to the NFL teams. So if you're Harbaugh. And by the way, this could all be a giant ploy to reverse engineer the pay cut that he took last year coming into this season, where he gets Michigan just a pony up cash because there's 2 NFL teams interested in him. You know, he's telling
me worst case for him, he gets that contract torn up and redone.
Yep. And he gets job security at Michigan that he didn't have coming into 2021.
And he can revisit the NFL next year or the year after that.
Somebody asked about Eric Bieniemy to the Bears. Makes a ton of sense, except you can't hire the guy who replaced Matt Nagy to replace Matt Nagy.
Same thing as, you know, no
Belichick.
Not the same side of the ball, but no McDaniels to the Dolphins, no Patriots disciples to the Dolphins. You're right. Not going to take Andy Reid tree.
You just can't. You can't. Who is it? It was like could the Eagles draft? Who do we say they couldn't draft?
Trey Lance.
Trey Lance. Yeah. Like you just can't do it.
But, you know, a little bit removed, you know, 7-8 years removed at this point. Doug?
I think Doug Peterson can make a lot of sense in Chicago. Yeah, I know we just said that he can't hire.
Far enough removed.
I don't consider Doug Peterson, like Bieniemy is currently employed by Andy Reid and took the job, replaced Matt Nagy. Now Nagy replaced Doug Peterson. I do think that you can, I think that Peterson is an acceptable hire. The Bears, God almighty. We're talking about another job that Dave Wannstedt held down for like 5 or 10 years, just like the Dolphins. So Ditka left in 92. And since then, they've had Wannstedt for 5 years, Dick Geron for 4 years or so. Lovie Smith had it for 8 years. Mark Trestman, boy, that was a hot minute with Mark Trestman. Remember when Mark Trestman had Josh McCown win an NFC Player of the Week. at one point. John Fox and then Matt Nagy. A very like Lovie got them to the Super Bowl. You know, I don't think Lovie was a great head coach, but he coached up defense at a time when his defensive scheme was working in the NFL.
With Rex Grossman. Yeah.
Got him to the Super Bowl with Rex Grossman. Like that's, throw a guy a bone. You know, the Tampa 2 ain't working, ain't cutting anymore. But, you know, Trestman, Fox, Nagy is wildly uninspiring. So you sort of wonder, would they want to, like, I don't know that you go, definitely go ex-girlfriend theory here and go back to defense. Ooh,
a break away from the ex-girlfriend theory?
Yeah, I think because you have Fields and because Nagy only had him for 1 year. And the other question is, just like with the Vikings, how will the Bears handle the GM situation? Because I don't, based on how things went in San Francisco with Harbaugh at the end with Trent Baalke, who now is going to be doing the same thing, in Jacksonville. I just realized I have a radio head in like 10 minutes. I think if with Harbaugh, he would want to, if you hired Harbaugh, he would want to bring in his own GM, or at least have like work with the organization to find a GM that he is compatible with. And I actually think if you're the Bears, that's a smart move because of Harbaugh's personality. I also think there's a chance that even though I know I said he doesn't have the cachet for this, that Doug Peterson, because of how things went with Howie Roseman, may attempt to do the same thing in a less abrasive way with a team like the Bears, where he says, look, you know, I'm interested in the job. You know, look what I got out of Carson Wentz. You know what I can get out of Justin Fields, man? Like, I can make this kid fly. But he says, you know, I had a bad experience with Howie Roseman. I don't want to speak ill of coworkers, but I just want you to know, like, I would love to, you know, help find a GM candidate who could work. And I think at that point, if you're Doug Peterson, you point to what Andy Reid did with John Dorsey. And I know Dorsey eventually got fired, but you say, look, Andy's my mentor. He told me this is the best way for organizations to make it work. Of course, then you bring up Andy Reid and the Matt Nagy thing. So I don't know. I Doug Peterson could make sense. I think Doug Peterson or Jim Harbaugh make a lot of sense for Chicago.
Let me run through just a couple names. You tell me if you would give them an interview if you're the Bears. Josh McDaniels.
Absolutely. McDaniels would make a lot of sense.
Brian Daboll.
Absolutely. Yeah. Blooms off the rose a little bit. Josh Allen's freaking awesome. And he's a toolsy, raw quarterback. Sort of, you know, a little bit of, you know, like Fields. So, yeah.
Nathaniel Hackett in the division. You staying away from that? Is Hackett
I'm not. If I'm Nathaniel Hackett and I have a pretty good idea of what. Why is somebody accusing us of Justin Fields hate in the chat? What are you talking about, Charles?
They're looking at tweets from 2021.
Yeah, I guess so.
January 2021.
Maybe, yeah. If I'm Hackett, I have a pretty good idea of what Aaron Rodgers plans to do, I think, just because of my close proximity to him. You know, you're working with him all, you know, constantly over the last, you know, several years, but certainly over the last year. I think if Aaron Rodgers is staying, you have a good idea about it. And if Aaron Rodgers is staying, you shouldn't take a job in the division with Aaron Rodgers. It's begging to get fired very quickly.
Yeah. And that, I think there's a history of that when it does happen, it doesn't last very long. Kellen Moore, you know, Leftwich, we'll throw them in a bucket together. Greg Roman. And then if you do want to consider defense, there's options out there. They're not going to bring Fangio back, their last defensive coordinator as their new head coach. Zimmer, same kind of in theory, fired from a division rival. That's not going to happen. Peyton, Tomlin, count that out. You know, Todd Bowles, Jerod Mayo get thrown around a lot. This is a situation that Flores could make sense or no? I know you've been leaning offense, but
Flores makes a lot of sense here. Also, you got to figure out the GM. I mean, again, like what's the GM situation? Flores, like Doug Peterson, like Jim Harbaugh, may want to say, hey, look, I went above 500 with the freaking Dolphins and beat, went 4-2 against Belichick. And I got fired because my GM didn't like me. And like, we had a power struggle. So, you know, I'll listen, but I need to have some input in who we're going to hire as the GM, or, you know, I don't want you guys just to hire me and then toss a GM in there. You know, I think that's if you've been burnt like that, you're probably going to ask for, if you have that cachet, you're going to ask for that. Yes. I think that Brian Flores would make a lot of sense.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.